by his own admission, Beppe Grillo tries hard not to look like a politician. His background is in stand-up comedy. But his five-star movement took 25% of the vote in the Italian elections last month, the highest share for a single party. He spoke to tens of thousands of supporters just before the poll.
Siamo entrati in un'altra fase, un'altra...
We have entered another phase. I don't know what it will lead to. It is incredible. Even I have changed. We have changed. We are not only a movement, but we are a community.
Analysts say it is a community built in cyberspace. Grillo shunned traditional campaign platforms such as television and newspapers, relying instead on social media like Facebook and Twitter, where he has over a million followers. Graham Meikle is professor of social media at the University of Westminster in London.
Where social media have become implicated in high-profile political events in the last few years, such as the Italian elections, such as the Iranian election 2009, such as Occupy Wall Street or the Arab Spring, what we're often seeing is not just dissatisfaction and rebellion against politics as usual, but also against the way politics is covered.
Meikle says Beppe Grillo's success is the highest profile example of the power of new media in politics.
People are using social media to express points of view which aren't getting onto TV, which aren't being aired in the newspaper, to share those ideas with others and to connect with others who they can then see through networks share their point of view.
Matt Freckleton is the founder of the website Yatterbox, which follows the social media activity of every lawmaker in Britain, including during the recent debate in Parliament on legalising gay marriage.
What we saw were lots of politicians in the chambers or outside of the chambers during the debate tweeting about it. And during that we saw many policymakers and people who would like to influence those people and the general public getting in on that debate and trying to influence how those politicians would vote, which will directly affect the laws that are passed in this country.
Douglas Carswell is among the lawmakers with a very active online presence. He's author of the book The End of Politics and the Birth of iDemocracy.
The internet is changing politics. It's changing the way we do democracy fairly profoundly. It's allowing us to aggregate opinion, it's allowing us to bring ideas together, it's allowing us to do many of the things that previously political parties did. And I think this is a challenge both for the people in the building behind me, but I think it's a challenge also for citizens.
Whether on the streets of the Arab world or in the corridors of Western parliaments, observers say social media is shaking up the established political order. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.